Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is Amy here, and I am joined by Chase, and he is annoyed with me because we started to record this a couple of times, and I was like, you know, I just need to start over because I really have no real outline for today, nor do I have official emails, because in the fifth thing, I read your emails and I answer any questions you may have or share any wisdom that you have for me and all of the other amazing listeners, but my computer crashed. I mean, yeah. When it rains, it pours a little bit, which I put up on my Instagram. Well, today's Monday, but if you're listening to this, it's Tuesday. So yesterday I put on my Instagram at Radio Amy, if you want to go check out the cute little chipmunk that I filmed in my backyard. I think I busted him eating the bird seed and he was like, oh, I got to go. And so he was trying to escape, but he's up on this little bird feeder swing thing and he's trying to hop off and reach for the pole and he's just reaching for dear life and he can't quite make it. So he gets back up on the bird feeder and then just like jumps into the bushes. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is so cute. But then the more I watched it, I thought, this is me. This is me reaching for my sanity right now. Like I'm reaching for the pole, which is life and normalcy and feeling sane. And I can't quite get there. So if you want to go see the cutest little chipmunk, and then you can see his cheeks are full of birdseed. He was not going to be leaving there without his cheeks being full. But Chase, I feel like some people are with me. Life is just throwing the punches and it's like one, two, you get knocked down, but you get up again. Isn't that like a Chumbawamba song? What year did you graduate high school, Chase?
2006.
Oh my gosh, we're that far apart in age. I thought you were earlier 2000s, but I graduated in 99 and I feel like in 97, 98, or maybe it was even 99, we were jamming out to Chumbawamba, I get knocked down, but I get up again. And that is kind of how I feel, but I know I'm not alone in this. So I just want to, you know, share with people that just keep reaching for the pole or sanity. Like we're going to get there and we're going to get there together. And I always start Tuesday episodes off with a quote that'll hopefully encourage you. And since Chase is on and he's the biggest, not only Dolly fan, but a huge Oprah fan too. So I knew my quote was going to come from one of those two ladies and I went with an Oprah quote. So Chase, are you ready for it?
Ready for it.
Oprah once said, "Know what sparks the light in you, then use that light to illuminate the world." Now, I think that that's obviously pretty wise, but sometimes the problem is finding what sparks the light.
We're always chasing the light, aren't we? I mean, you find what sparks it, but it kind of changes a little bit throughout your life, or at least I feel like for me.
No, that's true. I mean, I just wanted to acknowledge also that, I mean, if some people are like, well, that'd be awesome. I would love to illuminate the world. And it doesn't have to necessarily be the whole world. Like Oprah impacts the world because she's world famous. But it could be you're illuminating your world. What people do you encounter? Who's in your circle, your family, your coworkers, your friends? Can you find something that sparks the light in you and you illuminate your corner of the world? I mean, because sometimes I think we put that pressure on ourselves to like, what's our footprint that we're leaving behind? What impact are we making? But we make the biggest impact right in our little corner, in our community, where we are. And I got to say, speaking of community, I got a video from the B team from the Bobby Bone Show that, I mean, it left me speechless. Like I almost don't have words right now because I started bawling crying about 30 seconds into it. They had gathered together after my dad died and put together a really awesome video of listeners all across the country. And it was just a picture of the listener holding up a piece of paper that's, you know, I'm just going to give you generally, these are what they were saying is love and prayers from California. And then we're thinking of you in Kansas and sending love and good vibes from New York, Texas, like, and just seeing the faces with the holding up the note and knowing like who we are connected to through the radio, or maybe some of them are podcast listeners. It was one of the most special things ever. And I don't know of a radio show, and now granted, I'm not on another radio show, so I have no idea exactly how connected they are with their listeners. But I thought, this is rare. I don't think that this is a normal thing. And so I just want to shout out, if you're a B-teamer and you know, you do anything positive to lift other people up, because that's what the B team is all about. You're amazing. And if you were able to participate in that video, unbelievable, touched me more than you will ever know. And at the end, they included some photos of me and my dad, and it was put to music. I mean, gathering all the different people and then putting that video together was a lot of work, and that's not lost on me. So it was very special. And so you illuminated my little world. So that was some light that was brought to me. So thank you, B-teamers. And I know a lot of you do listen to this podcast. And if you happen to be listening and you don't know what the B-team is, they are hardcore listeners of the Bobby Bones Show. And they have their own Facebook page. I know you have to be invited to be let in, because they're it's positive. You can't be negative Nancy on Facebook and be a part of the B-team. And I'm pretty sure if you bring the negativity, then you're going to get kicked out. And I'm okay with that, because I love that they want to make a difference, and they're connecting from all over the country. They've formed these relationships online that are just super cool. That's my little B-team plug. Shout out. Y'all are awesome. Okay. So I don't have real emails from my Four Thing Emails thing to share with y'all, because I just stayed logged in on my computer, and then I tried to log into the email from my phone, and I don't know the password. So I'm going to have to figure that out. And when I get a new computer, I'll try to log in and check emails. So I still have a little episode to throw your way today. And I saw something, speaking of the Bobby Bones Show, that Mike D had pulled, and then nobody used it. Like, sometimes we have news articles that are just printed out that we can go to. And this one was just laying on the counter. I'm like, oh, we never talked about this. So I was like, don't mind if I do. I'll go ahead and take that piece of paper for my podcast, for the fifth thing. And Chase, I'm just going to share with you quickly some things that were in this article that they said you could do to your morning routine for a happier day. And maybe you don't incorporate some of these in the morning. I mean, the article is saying that you should, but I really think you could do it anytime in the day, and it'll hopefully bring a little happiness your way. But the first thing listed was pick a wellness habit, then link it to part of your morning routine. Decide on a healthy habit you'd like to incorporate into your routine, like meditating or maybe exercising, and attach it to something you already do every day, like making your bed. So I think if I were to just give an example of this, if I was going to make my bed, which I do make my bed every day. Do you, Chase?
Oh, yeah.
Have you always?
Probably since late high school, but every morning I can't start the day until I make my bed.
Yeah. Well, I was in my mid-30s when I started making my bed every day, so I was slow to that party, but I really do enjoy the way it makes me feel. My room just feels tidier, and then something inside of me just feels tidier, and I like it. I used to think my sister was crazy because she made her bed every day. And I thought that was just so bizarre. But she literally will have a bad day. Like, some days, if she didn't make her bed and she'll realize it halfway through the day, like, she'll go into her room, make the bed. It could even be evening time. And in a couple hours, she's going to go to bed. But she's like, you know what? I need to reset. I need to make my bed. And then it just puts her on a better track. So if you're not a bed maker, I recommend you just try it out. So if you're attaching it to your bed making, which we do, then I guess it would say, in order for me to make my bed, I need to meditate for 5 minutes. So that's like attaching it. Or if you're trying to do maybe some downward dogs, like some yoga moves to flow through your day, then you do like a little series of vinyasa flow stuff. Like, I don't know, I'm just making something up, like a downward dog series, like 5 times before you make your bed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's smart.
I was listening to, you know, in my Rachel Hollis downward spiral that I went on, I guess I went back and listened to some of her and Dave's podcasts, which is their marriage one called Rise, which was fascinating to me because they literally then announced their divorce like weeks after they were just putting out podcasts together and selling marriage conference tickets for a lot of money. So I don't think it's bad that their marriage was having issues. It's just that they were selling their marriage as a product while it was really falling apart, which that part was just weird to me. Again, we don't have to know every detail of a person's life. And I promise I'm not going to talk about Rachel Hollis in every episode. Although on Thursday, Kat DeFatta, my therapist friend, she's joining me for Thursday's Four Things. But we got into the first thing and we talked and talked and talked about the first thing for so long that we talked for an hour. So really, Thursday's Four Things is only one thing. But I mean, somehow I managed to talk about Rachel Hollis there. And now I'm talking about her now. But Actually, it's just that I heard them on their marriage podcast. When I read this, I thought, oh my gosh, they talked about this on Rise. Dave got really into push-ups or something, and he attached push-ups to washing his hands or using the bathroom. Okay, follow me. He would go to the bathroom. He was trying to drink a lot of water, which led to a lot of bathroom breaks, which ultimately led to a lot of push-ups. So every time he would pee, he would do 20 push-ups or something like that. And then he couldn't wash his hands until he was done with push-ups. So therefore, it led to a habit. Does that make sense? So that's why this thing, pick a wellness habit and attach it to part of your routine. And therefore, it becomes part of your day without you really having to think too much about it. So shout out to Rise Podcasts. I don't think they still do that together. And don't even ask me how I know this, but Rachel quit following Dave on Instagram. Just heard that from a bird. Which is a big deal because they were following each other, but not like I'm really paying attention to that. Okay, another thing to add to your morning routine for a happier day is to get your phone out of your room. Career and life coach Allison Task said that this is a non-negotiable with her clients because starting the day by checking your phone or tablet or computer or TV, it just invites the outside world to dictate your happiness. Plus, not having screens by your bedside means that they can't mess with your sleep either, which I will say, I keep my phone nearby, I guess just in case I need it, but I do put it on do not disturb. Like, I don't want to have to run out of my room to get my phone. What if there's an emergency? Or what if I have an intruder and then my phone is nowhere near me? Now, Lisa, who I host Out Way with, I think she keeps her phone in her bathroom and then her bathroom is in her bedroom or connected to it. So, I mean, that could be another alternative to where it's still close by you. And if there is an intruder and it's emergency, you could run into your bathroom and shut the door and then call 911, which I don't know why that's where my brain is going. But I do think that, yes, it's important. Start doing all the things that you want to do without getting on Instagram first thing. Because yeah, if you see something that triggers you and then that's what you're thinking about first thing from someone else's life, you don't need to do that. What's your phone rule, Chase? When do you allow yourself to hit up social media?
Well, I typically try to wait half an hour from the time I wake up until like in the morning before I look at social media. So the first half hour is no phone. But I keep my phone in the bathroom, which is connected to the bedroom. I don't keep it on my nightstand.
Do you journal at all in the mornings or do you write? Or I've heard how that writing can be super powerful first thing in the morning. Like, doesn't really even matter what you're writing. It's something I wanted to start weeks ago and I still have yet to do it. Confession. But what is your morning routine? Do you have anything that's like beneficial for us?
Literally, again, first and foremost, I make my bed and I actually attach my prayer to my bed making because I used to overthink praying. Like I was like, I'm not doing this enough or right. And so I pray when I'm making my bed and then I do journal. And I typically write just a few lines about what happened the day before. So it's more a reflection on what happened yesterday and being intentional about what this day has to offer and what I want to achieve.
You don't practice your four things gratitude?
No, I typically do that in the evening throughout the day.
I'm joking.
But I do. You know I do that.
Oh, yeah. No, I know you do. Psychiatrist Murray Zucker is a big fan of talking to yourself to set yourself up for a good day. He said, self-talk to psych yourself up is awesome. It makes you more likely to follow your own advice and take control over your own thoughts and can set you up for greater happiness throughout the day. So, I mean, I don't really pump myself up as much as I should. I'm not opposed to that. We can be our biggest cheerleader or our biggest critic. And then we can get on a downward spiral and that's not helping us get anywhere. So you might as well pump yourself up. As long as you're pumping yourself up to go do something like not bad. Another thing here, it says you can reach out to somebody else, make a social contact with a loved one, which can be as quick as a text or a phone call or a meeting for coffee if you happen to have more time. Even a short email or text to someone that you care about can help boost your mood for the day. And that came from the same psychiatrist. Then I've got another thing here, incorporating gratitude. Well, well, well. Like we try to do here on the podcast. Research has shown that people who journaled about things that they're thankful for during the week scored much higher on measures of happiness than those who wrote down things they'd been irritated by. Who keeps track of things that irritate them?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it makes sense to me that people who journaled what they're thankful for would be more happy. But yeah, if you happen to be jotting down things that are irritating you, probably not a good habit to get into. And well, that's pretty much my list of things I have that I stole from the Bobby Bone Show to make for a happier day. Now, Chase, we put up a question on Facebook where people submitted some things they would like answers to. So do you want to share a few from the Facebook post that we can go over?
Yeah, I think I have two of them. One, the first one's from Callie Jones. She said, I love all of the Pimp and Joy and Espoir apparel. I think I have it all, but I was curious of all the items, what is your all-time favorite?
I mean, I feel like our OG Pimpin' Joy black hat, because it was the first one. I love it. But we've got some spinoffs that have occurred since then, which is the dad hats. I'm obsessed with the Pimpin' Joy camo dad hat. It's definitely one of my favorites. Can you tell it's really hard for me to pick because I've already said like multiple different kinds of hats. But even our Pimpin' Joy collegiate line, I just like how it's evolved and like we've come up with some really fun stuff. And even our latest like cool mom line under Espoir, taking my handwriting and turning it into embroidery on a sweatshirt. It's just really cool how that is a possibility and it makes it unique and special. And I love seeing listeners wearing it. So I would say for Espoir, the latest thing would be our Raise Them Kind pullovers, and that's in my handwriting. Or we have like a cool mom one that already sold out. So, I mean, I could honestly keep going on and on about stuff that we have. And we do have something in the works for my dad. And so I'll be revealing details about that soon. Mary and I talked about it on an Espoir Live. But once we get the official images and everything of what it's going to look like, we'll have something that will support a scholarship fund for rural communities in my dad's name. So 100% will go to the Harvey Clifton Moffitt Scholarship Fund, because my dad grew up in a small town in South Texas called Dilley, Texas. Shout out, watermelon capital of the world. I think it's self-proclaimed watermelon capital, but you know, my dad wouldn't have been able to go to college if it wasn't for scholarship, sports and academic. So we thought he would, this is not something we were able to discuss with him before he died because it was pretty unexpected, but we, and by we, I mean me and my siblings, decided that that's something that he would just think was so cool. I mean, I guess I'll just go ahead and say it now. It doesn't really matter, but the shirts are going to say que bueno, which means that's good. And my dad was fluent in Spanish. And so something he often said, if you talked about something that was good or he was excited about, he would say, que bueno. And so that is what we're going to do, a que bueno line. So I can't wait for that to launch, which will be soon because my dad's 80th birthday would have been May 21st. So coming up, and that's the day or the weekend we're going to go to South Texas and spread his ashes. So I've actually got those here with me in the house, and I'm going to be traveling to Texas with them, which should be interesting. You know, I just feel like I can't end up one of those news articles where lady traveling with ashes through airport is running and they fly everywhere. I don't know. I need to be super careful. I know how my life is rolling at the moment, and I'm like, oh gosh. You know, I wouldn't put it past something kind of funny or awkward happening, which my dad would think is hilarious, by the way. So if anything, at least I know he would be cool with something going wrong. But I'm like, of all the family, like I'm the one in charge of this, like me.
None of us would blink an eye.
No, it'd be like, that's Amy. I can't believe that happened, but actually I can believe it. Which I've just got a shout out to Mary too. When I had to go pick up the ashes and all my other siblings were gone and Mary was here and she went with me, which was really awesome. I had never gone to do anything like that, but you have to go and you pick them up and then all of a sudden they're just in a box and it's really weird to look at. And then they're in your house in a box. I put him in the room that was going to be his room that he lived in for like a day. I just put him in there and I'm like, here you go, Dad. You know, like sit tight. I don't know. It's so weird. So I'm going to stop talking about it. But I feel like I'm saying that for anybody else that has had to experience anything like that. Like I feel you. It's just a bizarre thing. And then we're going to go spread him. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it because I've never, have you ever?
My grandparents.
Cremated?
Yeah, we spread them in the Flint Hills of Kansas. So kind of a rural area, like I think Cliff will be spread out. So I kind of like the idea of, I don't know, being released back into the earth.
Yeah, I think it'll be special. And we're just going to gather together. I mean, with COVID still being weird. And I mean, my dad was a lot older. We just, my mom's celebration of life, we didn't call it a funeral. We called it a celebration of life. Like, it was a crazy turnout. I don't even think we expected that there would be that many people. Like, it was crazy and it was amazing. My memories of it are kind of like a wedding day, though, where you know what happened and you know it was special, but then you're trying to remember all the details and it feels like a dream because it was such a special day. And I was so thankful for that and everybody that helped make that happen and make it as amazing as it was. And I think it was very fitting. But for my dad, it's just we're doing something almost the exact opposite. It's going to be very intimate. And we're going to go grab Mexican food at Pancho Garcia's in Dilley, Texas afterwards, because that's what he would want us to do. And then we're all just going to stay the night in San Antonio as a family and then fly out the next day. Like, really simple. Although I do think that my dad's fourth ex-wife is going to maybe come, which could be interesting because I haven't seen her since they divorced when I was in my early 30s, which she was my quote unquote stepmom or my dad's wife, however you want to look at it. I mean, she was my stepmom, but I didn't really feel like she wanted to be a mom per se. So I would call her out of bitterness my dad's wife, which is just me being probably immature. But I mean, I've known her since I was 8 or 9 years old. And again, they were married for a very long time. And then poof, they were done and I never heard from her again. But my half sister called her to let her know that my dad had passed away. And she said, oh, please let me know the details. Like, me and then somebody else that she knows that was close to my dad at one point in time said that they would like to come. And I was like, oh, well, this could get interesting. I don't know how dad would feel about this, but could be interesting. Okay. Was there another?
Yeah, you got one more quick one. This one is from Samir. So Bobby has his book, Bare Bones, that talks about his life and how he got to where he is now. When do we get your book? I love your journey and think it would be awesome to hear more of your story. Since we might have to wait a little bit, I am curious what your favorite book is of all time.
Well, I have no intention on writing a book. If that changes, I will keep y'all posted. But like, zero part of me wants to put out a book, but I will keep bringing you podcasts every Tuesday and Thursday for the foreseeable future. So you have that to look forward to. When it comes to fiction, my favorite book ever is Hunger Games. And I'm not the biggest fiction person, but that gives you several books that you can enjoy if you haven't read them yet. I think that sometimes adults are like, I don't know if Hunger Games is really for me, but I read that as an adult. And in fact, when I hear of any adults that are starting it, it's almost like I get jealous of that feeling of being able to start that book again. I've only read it once. Like, I don't want to read it twice, but I want that feeling of starting that book again. And then when it comes to nonfiction, gosh, there's so many, but if you haven't read Brené Brown, Daring Greatly, I love that one. I think it's pretty awesome. And I feel like I could go on and on about some mental health, self-help type books that I'm consuming right now, but I don't want to bore you. But those are two of my book recommendations for sure.
I got a plug that if you go to radioamy.com, you can see on the blog your Hunger Games trailer remake from back in the day.
Oh yeah. In 2012, I made the whole Bobby Bones show reenact Hunger Games. My dad and my family, my dad was President Snow. My sister was Effie Trinket. I was Katniss Everdeen, of course. Bobby played PETA and Gale. I just got wigs for him to wear when he was PETA, I think. And then my niece was Prim. And then Ray and Lunchbox were like the security part people from the Capitol or whatever. But yeah, that was a good time. That was so much fun. Yeah, thanks for the plug, Chase. Oh, which radioamy.com is where you can access links to also shop Pimpin' Joy or Espoir or access to the Bobby Bones show, which will then maybe give you access. I don't know. I know we were talking about B-Team earlier, but radioamy.com, there are, my Amazon favorites thing. Like, if you go there, you should be able to find links that'll get you other places. And I guess I should go ahead and say too, since I talked about Raise Them Kind and Cool Mom, today's Tuesday, the 27th. So this Friday, April 30th is the last day to shop in time for Mother's Day. And it's right around the corner. I mean, it's just a few days. So if you have a mom in your life or a stepmom or a bonus mom or a dad's wife that you need to shop for, then you can go check that out and know that your purchase is going to help Project MediShare in Haiti. They have a maternity clinic and they're fundraising for a new ambulance and they drive on rural roads. So this is definitely something that they need. They're transporting women that are either pregnant or new moms and they need to get back and forth to the clinic or hospital safely on these back roads. So their ambulance is a Land Cruiser. So, and those are pretty expensive. And in Haiti, they run around $85,000. So we're hoping to contribute to their new ambulance fund. And I think it's cool. You're helping new expectant mothers or new moms in Haiti by shopping for the mom in your life. So heads up, you can do that. And an easy way to see all the items that are going towards that, again, you can link up at radioemmy.com, but I'll just tell you too, in case you want to type it in, theshopforward.com/mom will take you to gifts that we think are great for Mother's Day. Okay, Chase, was there anything else that we wanted to say?
I don't think so.
I'm going to close with that. I shared this article on the Bobby Bones Show, but I'll just say that now it's becoming more and more popular. And face shaving for women is gaining traction. And I feel like I am behind on trends oftentimes. I'm a few years late to the party, but I've been shaving my face for about 7 years now, maybe 8. So I'm just throwing it out there that you should shave your face if you've never tried it. They've got Tinkle razors. I have some linked on my Amazon favorites page. Or you can just at Target or Walgreens, get those Bic razors that are disposable and blue, but do not get the type with the aloe strip, the moisture strip. Don't get that. At least for me, that breaks me out. And so I like it to just be all razor and you can just use your face wash. You don't have to lather up with shaving cream, but it definitely helps exfoliate your skin. It gets rid of any of like little peach fuzz. Your hair is not going to grow back thicker. The peach fuzz is not going to suddenly turn thick like a guy. But I'm just saying for me, it has been an awesome experience. And I was excited to see an article kind of normalizing shaving your face because some people still gasp at the thought of it. And I just want to encourage you to give it a try if you never have. Chase, would you be fine if you were dating a girl and you found out she was shaving her face?
Yeah.
Okay. See?
Yeah, I wouldn't think twice.
Okay, perfect. I'll just leave you with that. And that's a wrap on today's episode. Send your emails. I'm going to get my email login soon. I'm getting a new computer actually, and I should have it maybe up and running by tonight. So 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com is the email. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you want it to end up in the fifth thing, make sure in the subject line, you put fifth thing. That helps a lot. And I am off to go get my second COVID shot. I'm going to be fully vaccinated. Well, I guess technically like 2 weeks after today, but I am chugging water because I've heard if you hydrate, it maybe won't take you down as hard. And I have to show up to the Bobby Bones Show tomorrow because I already missed 2 weeks of work and I can't miss. I'm going to drink water, take Tylenol. Hopefully I won't get a fever. Hopefully I'll be good to go. And thank y'all so much for just listening. Yeah, rating and reviewing. If you've never taken time to go do that, you can go do that wherever you listen. And that definitely helps me out. Subscribe, rate, review to not only this, but maybe to Outweigh as well, the other podcast that I co-host with Lisa for Disordered Eating. Chase, have you subscribed, rated, and reviewed?
I haven't on Outweigh, but I will.
Okay.
No, sorry. I forgot about that. I'm going to do it today.
All right. I hope y'all have a great rest of your day or whenever it is that you're listening to this. And I just appreciate you as always. And yeah, que bueno.
I love it.
Bye.